Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And giving away some fishing tackle today. This is the last Saturday of the month, and we've got the list here from Aaron. Thank you, buddy, for that. Sent me pictures of the sign-up sheets, and I think at the end of the hour, probably in the 6:30 area of the second hour, we will be drawing the name. I think Tackle Box Tim's going to be signing in to give away a tackle package from his company, High Tide Lures, and Tackle Box Tim. Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and he will he'll pick the winner again this time. So I think it's a nice I think it's bass package. Pretty sure it's bass package. But Tim was down this way the other day. He had a fishing mission in mind, and we just had a nice little chat. He stopped by the house, we had a nice little chat, and I grabbed a couple bass lures for him. I have my urologist is a fisherman. His son's a fisherman. They have a little pond that they live on. So we're glad to grab a couple bass lures and give to that guy. And we'll have, he's over there at Woodholm, Chesapeake Urology. And we'll give him a couple bass lures, and maybe he and his son can catch a couple nice fish out of their pond. We'll see what happens. So get Tim a new customer. Anyway, our contact number here is 410-WCBM-680. WCBM-680 is the station you're listening to, and our number on the, they used to say the number on your dial, but digitally it's 680. And that translates to 410-922-6680. I'm getting some text here. I see a couple from Aaron. There's my buddy John. Hey, good morning, John. How are you? Hope everything's good with you, John B. I will say hey to Robin. She sends her love. Morning, Josh. Hey, well, I got them all checking in here this morning. Yeah. We put Josh's son's picture with his spring gobbler in the hunting quarterly. He's headed to the Outer Banks. Good for you, Josh. Enjoy some fishing. It's going to be hot. I don't know if you heard the weather forecast or not, but in the 90s today, 97 tomorrow. That doesn't make my day, to be honest with you. I'm not a hot weather person. But for those of you fishing, keep in mind that the red alert is coming up on rockfish for the last 2 weeks of July. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be cognizant of the water temperatures and air temperature and everything like that when you're out fishing. Number one, the sun. Okay, that can damage you. I've dealt with a little spot of skin cancer. Had some of those little what do you call them, squamous cells or whatever, frozen off my face from time to time. Had a little divot taken out of one of my right temple a while ago. Turned out to be a little bit of skin basal cell cancer. So, the sun can damage you a lot if you don't protect yourself. Use your sunscreen, use your ultraviolet blocker clothing when you're out. I will tell you, right now, I am using a lotion on my arms. Using Gold Bond, I think, for diabetics. I noticed my skin was beat up. It's been beat up for a couple of years. That's from the sun also. I drive all the time. The arm's always right there against the window. But I wasn't a big believer in sunscreen when I was, younger or anything like that. I use it now. But my arms get beat up. And a couple of those trips that were very notable when I've had some really bad burns, one was a dove trip when I was dove hunting up in Carroll County. And, September can be brutal for deer hunters, for dove hunters and that type of thing. And I got burned pretty badly on a dove hunt. I also got burned out on a fishing excursion with the DNR. They invited me along to do a sturgeon gill netting survey over here on the Eastern Shore. They were tracking some sturgeons, trying to do some data on some sturgeons. And that was a brutal trip too in the 90s. And no sunscreen, short sleeves, of course, because it's warm out. But Yeah, I got carved up pretty bad by the sun on that one too. Face, even this spring, early May, not a sunny day, overcast day. Tips of my ears got burned. My face got burned. So you gotta use that sunscreen anytime and every time. Just sometimes you forget. Sometimes I forget because I'm so excited about the moment, the trip, or whatever it might be. But take care of that stuff. Also, sunglasses. You've got to wear them to protect your eyes. The glare is double, when you're out there on the boat and the sun's not only shining in your face, but it's reflecting off the water as well. You can be damaged pretty badly by the sun, and your eyes can take a beating, your skin can take a beating. So, I've had relatives with skin cancer. I've had friends who've had melanoma. And, it's been tough for some of them. So just a word of caution in this kind of weather. Should be any time that you're outdoors, but especially in this brutal heat, And the worst thing is to consume alcohol while you're out on the boat. It's okay to crack a beer with somebody, but, if you get, it almost doubles the effect, quite frankly, and it's not fun. And, you don't want to be out there. Or your captain, watching him drink and then navigate a boat that you just shouldn't do. It's like drinking and driving on the highway. So that's my little safe boating and sun speech for the year. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin continues to recover. She's having issues with fluid. Still, medication's being adjusted. Blood tests are being run twice a week, and she's on the road to recovery. It's just a slow process, and one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, one step back, but slowly progressing towards a mark of good health. So we're happy. She sends everybody her love this morning and says she misses all of you. So whenever she's able, she'll be back, no question. So anyway, nice hearing from you folks. Let's see, another text here. Yeah. Ted in Baltimore. Morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I'm a senior citizen, and I'm still waking up, Alan.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a real good thing. And I'm praying for your wife.
I appreciate that.
I'm getting impatient because I'm waiting for God to really pick her up faster.
We've got to go through this. You got to go through those things sometimes to come out on the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's all going to be real good in the total end.
That's right.
Yeah, Alan, I really appreciate you, and I appreciate all the work that you've done in all the years. Really enjoy you. And but Alan, I wanted to tell you, I heard something interesting on the TV. At least I thought it was interesting. Soft crab pizza. I never heard of that. And it's a place, it's somewhere here in Baltimore. I'm not going to tell the name because I don't.
Oh, I appreciate that. But you can, you can tell the producer. We'll find, if you want to tell him, that'd be great. So.
I'll tell him. I've never been to the place, but anyhow, up in New York, they acknowledged it, And I thought, whoever thought all of that, I know had crab pizza, but soft crab. I don't know.
Yeah, crab pizza I've heard of, but not a soft crab pizza.
Yeah, it's a soft crab pizza, but I think I'd rather have mine on a sandwich.
you and I both.
Yeah.
Or just sauteed and cut her up and eat it like that.
Yeah, you never know, but anyhow, we love them soft crabs,
I'm going to grab some. I tried to get some last weekend, and they were just not available, but... at least a couple of local places where I went, but we've got a flat top grill now.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to doing them on that and see how that works out. Just kind of
putting
a lot of butter out there and sauteing them on the flat top and see how that works.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks be to guys. And I said we can get things like that, and all
that's
the
true
food, mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, but I want to give a little shout out to my buddy out there in West Virginia, Chris Bright,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
wishing Chris, Chris was a winner a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I was so happy for him. Yeah, it's awesome, you know. Yep. And I thank you. We thank you for doing all that, you know. And Tim with the tackle box, you know. So,
Well, hopefully we'll have some muzzleloaders coming up this year again. So that would be that'd be cool. We've been doing that for a long time. I think it'll be like 20 years now.
Yeah. Well, God bless. That'd be great. So,
thanks, Ted. Appreciate the call.
Okay. God bless you and your family. Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Ted. See you. Bye bye. There goes Ted. Very nice. Very nice fellow. So, yeah, I hear myself wheezing a little bit in my microphone here. So I'm going to have to hit the inhaler when we go to the first break. And I don't like talking on the radio when you think I'm wheezing, because I am. So, I've been wheezing on the air for 30 years. Not intentionally, but it happens. So, let's see what happens here. Well, I hope you're enjoying your coffee. I'm starting every day to drink half a bottle of water. And I truly think it makes a difference if that's the first thing you drink rather than, you know, just take it as an aside. Read somewhere that was good if you have diabetes. I don't know. I don't know if it is or not, but we're going to continue that trend for a little while. I do tend to not get as hungry during the day. So, but back to Ted and the soft crabs. My dear departed brother-in-law was a truck driver. He passed away at age 29 in the early 70s. He had an allergic reaction to something he ate while he and his family were on Florida. They had asthma terribly and had a peanut allergy that we know of. And we don't know what he ate. They'd been to the beach all day, and he ate something at a restaurant. Immediately had a bad reaction, rushed to the hospital, and didn't make it out, unfortunately. But age 29, left four kids. But he was driving a truck here in Baltimore. I don't know what restaurant he pulled into, but he looked at the menu and he saw crab cakes, crab sandwiches, soft crab sandwich, and the waitress said, "What do I get you?" He said, "I'm going to try one of the soft." He ate oysters and that kind of thing from down here. But he said, "I'm going to try one of the soft crab sandwiches." She said, "All right." And as he tells the story, she brought the soft crab sandwich out. And in his words, I looked at that crab. That crab looked at me. I pushed back my plate and said, "Bring me a cheeseburger, please." he wasn't up for eating the whole crab. He had no idea what he was looking at, but the sight of it put him off, but not me. I mean, it's, you know, they're delicious in my mind. So we do have an article on how to clean them and a good barbecue recipe in Marilyn Loves Crabs. You can see it online at mdlovescrabs.com. Carol Sherrington, our writer, wrote this a couple of years ago, and I thought it bore repeating, especially for this summer, especially since we have great sponsors like Backyard Billy's and the amount of grills that they sell with the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe ceramic smokers. And then they've got the pellet grill by Traeger. They've got a couple of Traegers in stock that are 15% off. And you get two bags of pellets. So just ask for the bill deal at Backyard Billy's. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. If you find one of those in-stock Traegers at Backyard Billy's. So we don't know how long that deal is going to last. Maybe this will be the last Saturday for that. But there's also some wood stoves. And why are we talking about heat right now? It's 90-some degrees. Well, you know what? You got to get ready for fall sometime in winter. You know, bow season's not that far away. July, August, September. August, September. A little over 2 months, it'll be bow season. Yeah, the Friday after Labor Day. So that means fall is right around the corner. So they've got their Regency wood stove inserts, and they've got the pellet stoves, a few of those in stock. And the new stuff's coming in July, so to make room in the warehouse, they're taking 20% off those particular models. 20% off pellet stoves. by Regency and 20% off the Regency wood stove insert. So why not stop back? Stop by Backyard Billy's. You'll be glad you did. You can check out the full selection of furniture. You know, family reunions and get-togethers and holidays coming up. We've got the 4th coming up this week, and you've got, you know, you're going to have crab feasts and so forth out in the yard. Why not have your backyard looking great with some great weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture and Adirondack chairs, all that stuff from Backyard Billy's. If you need a new shed or chicken coop or a dog run or a dog kennel, they've got those too. Even greenhouses if you want to try growing your own stuff at home. And all the great stuff for the backyard. Now, that big stuff, like the kids' swing set or something like that, or storage shed, free delivery on that within 60 miles of Kent Island, and then free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So they'll help you out. But, you know, it'll be on their schedule. They'll work you in and get your stuff to you, no question. Why not stop by? They're open this weekend and 7 days a week. BackyardBillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. That's Route 50 at Exit 44B. Evans Avenue exit right off Route 50. That's Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig, up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse, bringing in the load.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. We don't want to leave that go forever, right? You have to. You like that song, do you? That's good. That's good. I plugged the headsets in. I took a little time while the music was playing, plugged the headsets into the other side of this beautiful Comrex unit that we have here. It allows me to communicate with all of you. And it seemed to take care of the issue that we were having with the scratchiness and so forth. So we'll see if that does it. If so, we'll use this. We'll use the number two side from now on. What do you think of that, Aaron? Yeah, I can't figure out why number one was so scratchy, but you never know about mechanical devices, you know, just like the safety on your firearm. Mechanical device subject to failure. That's why you always keep your gun pointed in a safe direction. Just a little hunting safety tip there from the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So I stopped by most of our sponsors this week. I stopped at Battery Warehouse and had a nice conversation there. Bought Robin a flashlight for a room. Bought her what did I buy her? A Big Larry. Yeah. Nebo makes a line of flashlights called Larry. And it's got the, of course, the flashlight beam that, you know, on the end that you search with, you know, that type of thing. But it also has a side work light. And they're very, very nice for, you know, if you drop something and you don't want to disturb anybody or anything, you just turn that side light on and you can search a pretty wide area. So, I got her the Big Larry from Nebo Battery Warehouse. Stopped by Clyde Sports Shop. Had a listener send me a picture of a snakehead that their brother from Montana had never seen one, heard of one. They went fishing on the Upper Bay West Side, and they were throwing a swim bait, 3-inch swim bait, like a little grub with a shad tail on it, and was using a weedless hook. It didn't say that they used any weight, just tossing it out and bringing it in. And a brother from Montana caught his first snakehead. So I decided that I'm going to grab some weedless hooks and rig a few lures and see how we make out. So, you know, right now this time of year, especially with the heat, the snakeheads are taking topwater baits, and invasive species are all in the news and in the minds of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. They're in the minds of the watermen, the crabbers especially, because of the voracious appetite of the blue catfish. I had a friend of mine go out. Oh, and
Thank you, Jeff, Captain Jeff Pop, for sending me some pictures, too, of his business out there for the Blue Cats, doing his part as well, taking fishing charters. But I had a friend actually send me a picture from yesterday. They were out in the daytime and bow fishing for blue catfish, and they did pretty well. They took, I think, six or seven of them in the daylight hours, which was pretty cool. So let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, well, we're the Maryland State Trap Shooting Championships are in full swing.
Oh, that's started, right. You told me. Yeah.
Yeah, we started on Wednesday, and we've been blessed with wonderful weather. A little bit hot, but
yeah,
you know, we put on sunscreen and proper clothing and stand out there and bang away. And Wednesday and was 300 targets, and today is the singles championship. That's 216-yard targets. And there will be, oh, I don't know, somewhere around 2,000 people competing.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's I mentioned before, I was at one of those one time. Used to have a sponsor over there in Baltimore, W&W Tire and Auto Service. And not taking anything away from Spurrier's Tire Service, but W&W was a sponsor for a long time. And we lost them during COVID. But Mike Wolford, the owner, one of the owners, was Ben Patriarchs, was a big shooter. Did you know Mike Wolford?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Is Mike still around?
I believe so.
Good.
I think he shoots down at Carroll County.
Yes, he's from Carroll County.
Mm-hmm. We've got that's down at Sykesville.
Yeah.
They got a wonderful range down there. But we've got a unique situation. I think probably in the country, Maryland instituted it, where we used to have 4-H or Boy Scouts or anybody we could get to do our scoring and loading the trap houses and so forth. And Dave Figgett down at Carroll County decided that it might be a good idea to try to get the clubs to provide the manpower to run the things. And we instituted that 2 years ago. And so our group with North Carroll Gun Club, we're running bank two, which is two traps for the duration of the thing. And we've got
right.
Five or six guys there. And it saves the organization a lot of money, and you wind up with experienced shooters and scorers there.
Right.
The Maryland Association makes a donation to the club for our work. No W-2s, no 1099s, no insurance forms.
Right.
No BS. It works out very, very well.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you got it worked out. So.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was a shout out.
Oh, no, not so much. I mean, people are showing up. It's just Tuscarora's there and Carroll County and Kearney. We've got, I don't know how many clubs are down there running things, but it really does work well, and we've got our canopies up, and it's like a big circus. It's just wonderful. Motorhomes all over the place.
Sure, I'm sure it is. So it's something to see.
Yep, it really is.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate your. Did you give your phone number to Aaron?
Yes, I did.
All right, I'm gonna give you a call. I have a question for you. So.
Oh, okay, sure.
Off the air. All right, buddy.
Yep. No problem. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. All right, we'll talk later. Have a good one.
Oh yeah, break them all.
Yeah, break them all. Yeah, break them all. That's exactly right. All right, my man. Have a good one. Talk soon.
Yeah, see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, I did stop by Battery Warehouse. I stopped by Superior Linings and saw Bobby Hawkins at on Dover Road there in Glen Burnie. And saw Jack Carver at Maryland Linings. You hear their commercials on here. And Jack just got back from a vacation in Greece. Jack was telling me he had a little accident in the shower and wound up with a concussion. So you got to be careful out there, especially when you're, you know, on a Greek island miles from the, you know, an airlift trip away to the nearest hospital in Athens. But we wish Jack well and his family. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Said hi to Mike and said hi to Rich, and Rich did me a favor this week. Does anybody know Fred Horn? Fred, you know, had his antler program. He's got some unusual antlers that he loved, those deer antlers, and he probably measured more deer for the Maryland record book than anybody in the world. And we dedicated our first Maryland state record book called Maryland's Finest to Fred. Did a nice write-up and from a personal friend of his. We can't find Fred. We know Fred's around somewhere, but we can't seem to locate him. So anybody has any information, don't call up and go on the air about it. But if you have any information, call and leave word with our producer to give you a call. We'll be more than glad to do that this week. So, but yeah, Rich drove by Fred's place and helped us out a little bit. But, you know, they're all ready for crabbing and fishing season. Of course, they've got the rods and reels there. They've got those great St. Croix rods and all the crabbing tackle, the open-top traps and the steamers and the seasoning, the nets, the gloves, the hand lines, the trot lines, rigged and unrigged. And they're ready to go. They've got all the frozen bait for fishing, too, for fishing and crabbing. They got the fowl necks or chicken necks is what they used to call them. And of course, that's a very, you know, beloved name for the Eastern Shore people. From folks that come from the Western Shore, they call them chicken neckers. But they've got the frozen baits. They've got the live baits for fishing, live bait and minnows. And they've got those big salty minnows for the people that like to fish for the, you know, for the landlocked stripers and for the snakeheads. Use a great big giant minnow for those. You know what they say, bigger bait, bigger fish. So, anyway, I did take a look at a couple of the Browning firearms while I was there. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. Browning has discontinued its 10-gauge shotguns. They do have some silver 10-gauges in stock. I think they have three. If you're a waterfowler and you've always wanted a 10-gauge shotgun, now's the time to get one from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. They no longer offer them, and they have some in stock, along with all the other Browning firearms, which are great. So just wanted to tell you that. Clyde's is located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, or, you know, Halethorpe. They're located just off Beltway exit. You know, 35-year-old habits are hard to break, so I just keep saying Lansdowne. They're just off exit 9, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They're open 7 days a week. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Stop by, take a look at a new Browning. You'll be glad you did. So we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Side. Oh, that's my cue. Sorry there, Aaron. I wasn't paying attention. I was fiddling with the machine. I hope everybody can hear me. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Even me. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and all the others, too, Michelin, Yokohama, whatever tire you need for your vehicle. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any maker model, doesn't matter. And not only just your car, any machine that has a tire, Spurry's can facilitate you getting a new tire or fix that tire that's on there. Now, as you travel the shore, you know, you'll see all these big farm machines and all this stuff driving up and down the road, on the road, off the road, in the fields. Yep, any kind of farm equipment, Spurry's has a tire for it. But, you know, you've seen the machines. You know what I'm talking about. Even your garden tractor in your home, you know, your backyard at home. If you own a trailer or ATV of any kind, Spurry's has the tires, no question. There's tire repair, too, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, and 24-hour truck service, too. That and more, including their exceptional customer service, has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the rest of the family, satisfied for well over 30 years. So why not stop by? No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call. That number, 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Just walk in, tell them what you got. They'll come out, check the size, see what they have in stock, give you an estimate, and you can be on your way with your brand-new tires. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. All right, we'll be back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Is that the John Anderson version? All right. All right, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I sent Aaron a couple photos of a friend of mine who shot a couple big old blue catfish with his bow yesterday. Him and his son went out, and they were targeting the blue cats. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting way to go right there with the bow and arrow and the snakeheads and the blue catfish, invasive species. So one way to help harvest them. And it's enjoyable, too. So anyway, 410-922-6680. I think that version of Good Old Boys was John Anderson. I don't think that was the original. It might have been. But John Anderson did a version of, you know, John's a country singer. He did a couple of great songs like Swingin' and a couple other ones. Well, John was a big hunter. He was a big elk hunter. And one of the elk ranches that he frequented, regular customer, he actually allowed them to keep his horse. And, you know, he owned this terrific horse to navigate the terrain in the West. And I have no idea what state, whether it was Montana or Colorado, Wyoming, or one of those. But the party showed up and wanted to go on horseback to look for elk. And the outfitter was very reluctant, but John's horse was pressed into service, not with John's permission, but also at the consternation of the guide. But they needed a horse, so they put this fellow on the horse, and they're riding down the trail, and they spot a herd of elk. The fellow decides he's going to get his gun out of the scabbard on the horse. And he pulls his gun out of the scabbard, and something happened. I'm not sure whether this guy knew what he was doing or didn't know what he was doing, but somehow the gun went off when he pulled it out of the scabbard and unfortunately killed John Anderson's horse. So how would you like to be in that situation? I wouldn't, but that's how it works sometimes in hunting. Very bad. I just saw something on online that was pretty funny. It's set up like the board on Jeopardy. And the question is, name the most annoying phrases in deer hunting. And it's some we've all used, no question. One of the most annoying phrases in deer hunting. And if you're a deer hunter, you know what I'm talking about. Didn't go 20. I shot that one because it's a call buck. Yeah, it needs a year. Put the smack down on it. Dark 30. That's why they call it hunting. Oh, my gosh, haven't we used those terms before? And there are some others. pretty funny somebody put all those together. Some of the most annoying phrases in deer hunting. 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away fish and tackle with High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. A nice fishing package if you'd like to win. Get your name on the drawing. We're drawing it later today. About here, about 40 minutes from now, Tackle Box Tim will be calling in. He'll be rolling the random generator, and we'll have a number of names for him to pick from, and we'll see what he comes up with. You know, the fish and tackle, and this time of year, people are out recreating. They're fishing, they're crabbing, they're doing their thing. And we understand that they're not necessarily calling the radio show, but we're glad they're doing. Oh, my gosh. Hey, that looks like you, Josh, doing your job. Are you on the job there, buddy? Man, you were right in amongst them, weren't you? Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Well, I know you enjoy your job, that's for sure. So I'll send that to Aaron and let him know that that's you. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're talking about the hot weather. We're talking about the rockfish season. You know, you can check the forecast on the DNR website under the fishing, under the fishing portion. And let me see if I can come up with it right here on the phone while I'm talking to you. Maryland DNR, Fishing and Boating Services, Fisheries. And right there it is in a couple of clicks. I thought I would see the flag system that they use for rock fishing because, you know, you want to, yeah, I don't see it right there. It doesn't show up real quick, but if you go online on your home computer, I guess, or somebody can tell me where to find it. I'm looking at the menu. No, that's not giving it to me. Fishing. Warning. I'll try that. See what that says. Do. Wildlife risk heightened. And that was a while back. Nope. All right. Well, I thought it would be on there. Let's see. Oh, I don't know if you saw this headline or not. We won't get into it too quick this hour, but maybe the next hour. Maryland Department of Natural Resources strongly disagrees with Virginia's decision to reopen the long-closed blue crab winter dredge fishery. I don't know if you remember this or not, but in the early season in Virginia, the Virginia, well, they used to dredge crabs. They've quit that 15 years ago. And what that means is they go and scrape the bottom for those crabs and dredge them up. The Virginia Marine Sources Commission, by a 5-4 vote, repealed the long-time prohibition on dredging for blue crabs during the winter near the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources strongly disagrees with Virginia's decision. I think we posted this whole thing on Maryland Loves Crabs Facebook page, MD Maryland Loves Crabs. The Virginia blue crab dredge fishery has been closed for nearly 15 years as a part of the overall cooperative management efforts with Maryland due to ensure a sustainable blue crab fishery. A winter dredge fishery would target a population of majority female blue crabs at a critical stage in their life cycle before they spawn the next generation of crabs. According to the presentation given to the commission by its staff, the winter dredge fishery was estimated to harvest 32% of the female crabs that are in the bay at the start of the dredge season, and up to 96% of the dredge fishery harvest is female. The Virginia Commission planned to meet again later this year to vote on regulations that would govern the state's blue crab dredge fishery. Virginia is not nearly as restrictive on their female crab harvest as Maryland is. They're right there at the mouth of the bay. They have first shot at the crabs, and you know, before they migrate northward into our Chesapeake Bay, and now they're going to dredge for primarily females. They do this during the winter time. I was talking to a Virginia friend of mine, a fellow who writes for Maryland Loves Crabs, and I said, your next article for next year is going to have to do with the dredge fishery, the soft crab fishery, and, you know, what Virginia does with their crab harvest. I remember a trip to Chincoteague probably 25 years ago. In the back of a seafood market, there were probably 50 bushels of nothing but female crabs, all sponge crabs, that they were using for their patrons. But now they're reopening the winter dredge harvest, and we'll talk more about that here in a few minutes. But I wanted to talk about that for sure. Let's see. All right, there's Tackle Box Tim. Yeah, Maryland Striped Bass Fishing Advisory Forecast. That's what it's called. All right, we'll find that and give you the warning here. Unless you want to report, Tim, that'd be fine. When you come in the next hour, you can tell us what the report is for the upcoming week with temperatures in the 90s. But right now, we got to tell our folks one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, we talked about a little bit of everything, but I want to focus on the storage sheds and the greenhouses and the dog kennels and the chicken coops and the pergolas, if I'm saying that right, and the gazebos and all the big stuff, the kids' swing sets and gym sets. You know, they have a tremendous selection of that kind of stuff. You can't find that everywhere. You can find Adirondack chairs. Not 1,000 of them like Backyard Billy's has in stock, and all the colors and all the styles. You can find tables and chairs somewhere, but not all. Not the tremendous selection of colors and choices that you have at Backyard Billy's. You can find patio furniture. You can find furniture for your beach house anywhere, but not with the selection that Backyard Billy's has. And they are open 7 days a week. You can go today, tomorrow. You can just browse. They have a giant indoor showroom. On one side is all the furniture. They've got those great deck umbrellas. They've got furniture for your quite frankly, like I mentioned, your beach house or your porch or whatever. You go to the other side, that's the heat section. That's the Hearth America part with the barbecue grills and the inserts and the freestanding stoves. But outside, that huge backyard, it's covered with all this stuff, the sheds, the greenhouses, everything that I mentioned earlier. And there's free delivery on that stuff within 60 miles and set up once you make your purchase. If you have a place at the beach, they'll drive to the beach with your delivery. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches as well, because that's a big part of their business. People that, you know, live here and have a second home or a beach home or summer house or rental house or whatever it might be. So, you know, check out everything at Backyard Billy's. Take a day. Take a half a day. Dedicate 2 hours at least and go see the folks at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by? They're located right there off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. You get off the exit and you just keep going around to the right, and you'll see, you'll go by them on 50. You'll go around to the, keep going to the right, getting off the exit there, coming from the bridge, and turn right on Drummer, and they're right there. That's right. Hearth America, of course, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer, and we talked about that earlier. But the number there is 410-827-4500. If you need accessories for your big green egg, they've got them. You know, 410-8, if you need pellets, they've got them by the pallet. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. Backyard Billy's. We're glad to have them as a sponsor. Make sure you tell them about the Outdoors and Radio show when you stop by. All right. Aaron, any more callers online? Any more stuff going on, buddy? Oh, there it is. How about that? Same theme song for 35 years. Generic. Yep. We picked it out before we started the show in 1988. I said, that's pretty good. Sounds country. Sounds outdoorsy. Let's use it. Been using it for a long, long time. Anyway, get out, stay out, stay safe. It's starting to get light out there. Think about your family this weekend. Think about our country this weekend with Independence Day coming up. What does it really mean? What was the price paid for our independence? And what's happening right now? It's sad. Love the Lord, and we'll see you the next hour.